Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode. I'm Sarah, your host for today's super exciting chat.
And I'm Armin, your friendly neighborhood marketer, and I am honestly pumped to be here. Sarah, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely, Armin. Today we are diving into a topic that's making waves, Dubai's events marketing boom, how to use trade shows, conferences, and festivals to increase sales. Let's get into the glitz, the innovation, and the big business that's happening in one of the world's most dynamic cities.
Can I just say, Dubai is on fire right now when it comes to events. The energy, the diversity, the sheer scale, it's incredible.
Seriously, it feels like there's always something happening, and every event is flashier than the last. So Armin, you've been to a bunch of these trade shows and conferences. What's the magic?
The magic is in the connections, truly. It's about more than just showcasing products on a flashy stand. It's about building relationships, having those face-to-face interactions that you simply can't get through an email or Zoom call.
And there's that buzz in the air, right? You see brands really pulling out all the stops. Interactive booths, live demos, networking dinners. It's all about creating memorable experiences.
Absolutely. The competition is fierce, so standing out matters more than ever. I always tell people, if you're going to an event in Dubai, think outside the box. Bring that wow factor.
Oh, I love that. Can you share a quick story from a recent trade show you attended?
Of course. Last month, I was at a tech expo, and one brand set up an immersive virtual reality walkthrough of their new smart home product. People were literally lining up just for the experience. And even if they weren't ready to buy that day, they remembered the brand.
That's the beauty of experiential marketing, isn't it? You're building brand love before you even get to sales.
Exactly. And another huge piece is conferences. I always think of them as knowledge festivals. Not only are you connecting with customers, but you're rubbing shoulders with the best minds in the industry.
Which is all about learning and also, let's face it, a bit of healthy competition.
Competition, collaborations, and sometimes even lifelong friendships. Dubai's events are turning business into a real community.
Festivals, too. There's so much opportunity to engage the public, from food to fashion to tech fests. It's a marketer's playground.
For sure. And it's not just about handing out business cards. It's storytelling, it's listening, it's reading the room and adapting on the fly.
So for our listeners who might be wondering how to actually use all these events to boost sales, what would you say are a couple of must-dos?
Number one, plan your follow-up before the event even starts. Gather those leads, but follow up fast and with a personal touch. And number two, collect feedback on what works and what doesn't, so you're always improving for the next show.
That's gold. And can we talk about iced coffee fueling those long expo days? That's the real secret sauce.
The official drink of Dubai trade shows. Couldn't agree more.
All right, we've covered a ton about events themselves, but as promised, let's dig into something even deeper. Armin, what can you tell us about winning over the Dubai market with your marketing and sales strategy?
Oh, this is my favorite part. Marketing in Dubai is a game changer, but you have to play it smart. First off, understanding local culture is key. Respect for traditions, recognizing holidays, and knowing the role of family in decision-making can make or break your campaign.
I love that. Dubai's audience is so diverse, so being culturally aware is more than just a nice to have. It's essential.
Spot on. And then there's digital marketing. Dubai is incredibly connected. Almost everyone's on Instagram, Snapchat, and LinkedIn. Social media moves fast, so brands have to keep it fresh, visual, and interactive.
Totally. Influencers in Dubai pack a punch, too. Collaborating with the right voices local to the UAE can open doors like nothing else.
100%. And don't just look for the big names. Sometimes micro-influencers drive even more engagement, because their followers are super loyal and engaged.
Now, what about sales strategies? Dubai can feel a bit overwhelming if you're new to the scene.
Great question. Relationships first, transactions later. Take time to build trust, personalize service, tailored follow-ups, remembering birthdays or preferences. Loyalty is huge here, and word of mouth spreads like wildfire.
So true. It's not about the hard sell. It's about becoming part of someone's long-term business journey.
Exactly. And always be ready to adapt. Markets shift quickly in Dubai. Track your digital analytics, stay tuned to customer feedback, and refine those strategies often.
I hope everyone's taking notes. If you really want to drive growth in Dubai, it's about blending cultural understanding, digital flair, smart influencer partnerships, and building lasting relationships.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed, start small. Pick one strategy, nail it, then expand. Remember, success is about consistent action and genuine connection.
All right, listeners, now it's your turn. What do you think are the most effective marketing moves in Dubai? Have you seen a strategy work wonders or maybe flop? We want to hear all about it.
Hit us up in the comments or tag us on social. And don't forget to share your questions or ideas for future episodes. We love bringing your stories onto the show.
Thanks for tuning in, and catch you at the next event, in person or right here on the podcast. Bye for now.
See you next time.